All right, this is a parking lot review for the Purge election year. I am Christopher, the Maester of Movies, and I have with me Timothy Kitchen.
Timothy Kitchen, the New Jack City of London, D.C.
Okay.
So the Purge.
Okay, so anyhow... We got the Tim Chisel. No, was that what it was?
Pollywog of the Mandingos, Tim Chisel of the Sham Wowie Wows.
Was that? I thought it was like the Sham Wow Wowies.
Yeah, we'll go with that.
But was it like? Okay, anyhow, we just wasted so much time. This movie was. I think we're both a little split on it. It wasn't a bad movie, but it wasn't really a good movie either. It was kind of in between. I feel like. There's probably going to be a lot of mixed reviews. I think it's going to make a ton of money. I mean, it already is making a ton of money, so I'm not predicting anything there. But I don't know. I feel like the whole storyline kind of requires a pessimistic view outlook on the world, and because of that, it's definitely not my kind of movie. Tim, you were saying that it's like a chore to watch.
Yeah, it's a bit of a you kind of have to endure it, but that kind of like Chris says. Goes without saying for this type of genre. If you want to feel good, you're not typically going to go to an action horror movie. But I feel for this genre, it's pretty good, and it does actually try to be intelligent, and the script does have a consistency to it. And like as you go on, there's a lot of like little mini stories that have resolutions, although at the same time, I feel like they could have had a bigger bang for the buck for those resolutions. But back to you, Chris.
Yeah, I think there needed to be a little bit more plot development, but what really bothered me was there are a couple characters in particular who are just straw men, they were just set up to be knocked down, like they were evil for no reason. They didn't really seem to have any kind of convincing pathos, you know, and so like, and that was supposed to be this like big determining factor for a couple of the heroes to stay out during the purge, and I just felt like it was completely unconvincing. And there were a lot of exposition moments. There were a lot of plot points that were just like, I don't know, they just felt like they were forced in for convenience, like the whole purge coverage, you know, like, oh, how, you know, how convenient this movie will be more interesting now because. So anyhow, I don't want to give anything away, and I don't want to hate on the movie too much because it really wasn't bad. There was a lot of things that I liked. I liked a lot of the different outfits that people were wearing during the purge. I liked this world. I liked the whole idea of America doing a purge. It was actually kind of fun to watch, and that didn't bother me at all. Also, just some of the imagery during the movie of what people were doing during this like 12-hour purge or whatever it is was, yeah, and it was really cool. So I enjoyed that a lot too. And some of the masks that people were wearing. Those sorts of things in this movie I really liked. It was just that when they did get into more plot building exercises and had more interactions between the characters, I just didn't like it. I don't think there was any problem with the acting. It just, I didn't care about the characters enough. I don't think I cared about really any of the characters enough except for maybe Deli Man.
Deli Man. Yeah, I'm glad, Chris, you brought that up because there actually is a consistent amount of humor throughout the movie through, in particular, the dialogue. And Deli Man gets a lot of those lines. I wanted to jump to, you mentioned the parts that you were liking. And in particular, you said, we were talking earlier, you liked the beginning of it, like, say, the first fifth. That was probably your favorite part. Whereas, for me, I think my favorite part was kind of the final fifth, because I liked how they switched things around a little bit. And it's like, oh, that makes it more interesting, and I'm a little more engaged now, like, there's a better payoff. Yeah, back to you.
Yeah, the movie wasn't overly predictable, which I enjoyed. It wasn't like, oh, now they're going to do this, now they're going to do this. Like, they did mix it up, and I really liked the guy, like the main security agent guy who was protecting the senator. I liked him a lot. I liked some of the action sequences that they had were good. The like choreographed fighting was fine. I liked that little weapon he had, the little like arrowhead that he put between his knuckles. So there was a lot that I liked, but there was the things that I just didn't feel invested. because there's no one that I cared deeply for except for maybe Deli-Man, and I can't even remember that guy's name. We're calling him Deli-Man because we don't remember what his character's name was, but he owned a deli.
Deli-Man is, like, probably the best character, best name you could give someone.
It's a good name for him.
Yeah, it is. So basically the central premise is that, like, one night out of the year you get to get all your aggression out, which is an interesting premise and creates this world where basically everything outside your door is hot lava, and in that regard it's kind of like a zombie movie. But the zombies in this world are actual human beings who are suddenly just filled with rage and seem to lack motivation, which is a kind of a critical issue to be invested in, to really care. Like, the good guys, you understand them, but the bad guys, you kind of don't, and that's important to have both sides well represented.
Yeah, Tim brought that up when we were driving back from the movie, that it was almost like a zombie movie, and I kind of had a revelation, like, if this was a zombie movie, I would have liked it a lot more. I just don't buy into the fact that so many people are going to get into the Purge and be killing and murdering and raping and whatever else evil things that are going on that you're supposed to just assume is going on, because what they show you is pretty bad but also pretty tame. Like, it's hard to explain, like...
It's pleasantly done. Well, pleasantly, it's kind of a funny word for this movie, but they don't revel in like gratuity and debauchery like a Saw movie, and that for that I'm grateful that they leave it up much more up to your imagination, and when a movie can do that, that's generally a good sign.
This movie has a lot more class than torture porn, but it was also like. It was, like you were saying, it was like a zombie movie, but they weren't zombies. So I felt like if they were zombies, that would be fine, because zombies are just brain-eating machines. They're undead. But American citizens who are normal, like, sure, some of them would really get off on the purge and be evil, but not to the extent that this was. Like, there are a lot of people who are just totally celebrating the purge with no reason, I felt like. I needed maybe one or two purging characters who had reason to do it, who were, like, maybe something happened to them when they were young, and so this was their way. Like, we had that with the heroes, but we didn't have that with the villains, and we needed some more... None of the villains were characterized. Did you notice that? Like, even, like, the main Mamma Jamma bad guy was, like, you didn't know anything about him except that he was a skinhead.
If there was one way to elevate this film, it would be exactly what you said, Chris, of having one or two of the bad guys to where you actually understand why they're so into this, like, murder thing, but you don't really get that. It just said, like, in the background that this purge is like improved society, or that might have been from the first movie, but in general, like, America was going downhill, then the purge came and it rose things back up again, but it's not really explained why, and you need that. You need both sides to care about this movie to make it the best it could be.
Okay, so I was thinking about it, and I think I'm going to have to give this 3 out of 5 stars. I don't want to give it below 3 because I gave Batman v Superman 3 out of 5 stars, and this wasn't worse than Batman v Superman, you know, although I think it had some of the same issues to a certain extent. It probably wasn't as good as Batman v Superman either, though. It's tough. I don't know. So I'm giving it 3 out of 5. That's what I'm going to stick. Tim, what do you think?
I mean, just in general for, like, movies, I would... Because it is this particular genre, I'd probably give it less. But I'm of the thinking that for what it is, it accomplishes what it's after, like, pretty darn well. So,
but we're rating this, like, out of all movies.
Out of all movies, yeah. Which makes it a little tougher for me. So out of all movies, I almost feel bad, like, wanting to give it a better score since there's so much, you know, like, naked depravity without motivation in it. But I'm going to give it a 3.3.
It's barely better than what I give it. So we're in the same ballpark. It's worth seeing. If I'll say this. If you like The Purge, you'll probably like this movie.
Oh, yeah, it's better than the first one.
It's significantly better than the first Purge.
Right, but if this generally isn't really your cup of tea and is definitely not mine, then it's not worth seeing.
Amen to that, brother. I think in general people should try and watch more movies like The BFG and Swiss Army Man. But... You know, every now and then you gotta get it out of your system and watch a purge.
Yeah, this might be fun for like high schoolers, you know, like get like a co-ed party on Halloween and watch this movie, you know, yeah. Get some cute girls like getting scared and grabbing your arm or something, you know. But if you're like a discerning moviegoer and you really want to be moved, this isn't your thing.
But it is consistently interesting, in my opinion.
Right, right. Not a bad movie, just not a very good one, you know, right in the middle. All right. Well, that's this review for you guys, so I hope you enjoyed it. Peace out, Filmnarkians.